Good morning and happy Easter to you. If you've eaten a hot cross bun from one of the many lovely bakeries across Wiltshire this week, you'll have seen the cross on the top. The spices inside are to remind us of the spices used to anoint the body of Jesus when he was laid in the tomb, the yeast that he rose again, and the fruit is the fruit of the resurrection. Or an Easter egg is like a sealed tomb. Crack it open, roll the stone away, and there's the yolk, the body, wrapped in the egg white, like grave clothes. New life comes from an egg, and the taste of the resurrection is sweet. So, of course, our eggs are chocolate, and we all want to taste them. In various ways, we've nearly all been telling the stories at the centre of Christianity, even if we haven't been to church this week. At one level, it can seem a childish story, but it is seriously adult, because the blood and nails are naked wickedness, and a real person died on a cross through undeserved suffering. Last weekend, at the time of the elections in Burma, I heard Aung San Suu Kyi on the radio. As a political prisoner, for so many years imprisoned in her own home, she talked about her passion, about what she loves. And she said that the word passion means suffering. The people and the things that mean most to us, that we love and want to give ourselves to fully, have our undying commitment. So we stick with them and don't run away when there's trouble. Our loves cause us to suffer. There's a price to be paid for what and who matters to us. I think this is universal experience. We all know it to be true. When you stop to think about it, death is not the worst thing that can happen to us. Far worse would be living as though nothing matters to us, or as though everything and everyone only existed to serve me. That would, for me anyway, be hell. I'm often struck by people visiting a dying relative in hospice. They are usually anxious when the person is admitted. The end is in sight. But they also usually come away talking about the love and the care that they and their relative have experienced. Often they say, "It was so good. I wish we could live like that all the time." The Christian gospel points to the ways in which love, which is sacrificial, transforms the world. It's why the passion stories of Christ, his love and suffering, are the heart of Christianity. The death and resurrection of Jesus, the man in whom we see God, asserts that goodness, love, light and life are stronger than evil, hatred, darkness and death. It is the greatest story ever told, and the passionate commitment of any Christian is to try and live by it. I hope you'll have a joyful Easter.